Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your wake-up call.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Being a mother, being a...
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
Yes, today is Wednesday hump day.
Is Charlamagne late again?
Yes, he is.
Sheesh.
I was almost late. I ain't even gonna lie.
Me too. I can't even be late because Charlamagne's always late.
Nah, I was,
I don't even have the luxury of being late myself.
I woke up super duper horny this morning.
Alrighty. You got that 9.5-inch dildo?
No. I woke my wife up and turned her over, and we had some action this morning. So, as though I was almost late. I was either going to be late, not take a shower, or just come in just whenever. So
I'm surprised you chose to take a shower.
I took a quick shower. I ain't even going to lie. It was one of those showers. I might not have washed every part
of
my body.
Now that you're not supposed to be having sex on this detox.
That was the first detox. This detox I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just so much you put your toxins inside of you.
Nah, I would have definitely ruined that. But so, shout to wifey. Good morning. I know she's probably up now. Well, anyway, how was your night? What'd you do last night?
Yesterday was a really long day for me. First, we were at CUNY York College, and we had a Juices for Life, a sponsored event there. Mm-hmm, it was a pep rally, and it was a step show competition, a dance competition for the students. So shout out to everybody that was at CUNY York College yesterday. Then, there were so many people in town yesterday for some reason. I did 3 episodes of lip service yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's your podcast, right?
Yes, that's my podcast. And so they were all really, really excellent.
Good, good, good.
And so I really didn't get home till like midnight.
Oh, all right.
Last night. So I worked all day yesterday from when I left here until midnight.
Okay, well, you're out there shaking and baking. I see Nicki Minaj posted that she's dropping a new single, 2 new singles on Thursday.
Chun-Li.
I'm curious to hear what these sound like. I'm excited. I want to hear them.
What's the other songs called? That was the only one I saw that was had a title. But I was working all day. So.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I just seen the two
postings.
I saw
Tristan Thompson's having
Yeah, he's having a bad day, man.
But not as bad as Chloe.
Yeah, they're having bad days, man. And you know, that hookah bar or whatever that restaurant is, or lounge, if they really release that surveillance video, they foul. Like, come on now.
Well, there's all kinds of footage from different places.
Yeah, he was sloppy.
Come on, man.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more in the rumors. And, of course, front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to talk about Backpage.com. Now, you know Backpage got shut down and the founders are in jail. So.
I thought Backpage was just porn. When y'all made it seem like it was just escorts. But they sell real estate on there. They sell all types of things on there.
So you're saying you're on Backpage?
Somebody told me that you can find
sure,
the great
Envy.
Real estate deals on Backpage.
So you're on Backpage looking at real estate?
No, I'm not on Backpage. I haven't been there, but that's what somebody told me.
Okay.
What kind of laugh was that? All right. Front page news when we come back. Keep it
awkward.
Locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the front page news. Let's talk back pages.
Yes, well, Backpage is officially shut down, and they're going to have a hearing today over whether one of the founders of the classified advertising site Backpage.com should be released from jail. He's being charged with money laundering and facilitating prostitution. Now, Michael Lacey, according to prosecutors, should have to post bail and detail his financial holdings if he wants to be released from jail. So they said he made millions from the site. They were supposed to have shut down all of that advertising for promoting prostitution, but they didn't because they brought in $500 million.
Wow. Now, how long has this site been up? A long time, right?
Yeah, it's been around forever.
And they've been doing this for a long time. How are they just getting shut down now?
They also have a hearing tomorrow for the other Backpage.com founder, James Larkin. Here's the thing, okay? Mm. Sex workers are devastated now that Backpage is shutting down
because no work.
What they're saying is, quote, people are going to die. Some people are saying this is a win against child trafficking and sex trafficking, but for consenting sex workers, they're devastated and terrified because people are going to die. That's what a sex worker known as, quote, Mandy told Newsweek.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I know that sounds blunt and maybe a little alarmist, but it's not. The most marginalized of us are going to die. Trans people, people of color, poorer people are going to die. So she's a full service sex worker and she has sex with her clients as opposed to somebody who just does camera work or fantasy role play.
Wow.
The Women's March posted something about it.
What do you think about prostitution? I'm just curious. Because it is legal in Vegas, in certain parts of Vegas, but you know, if people want to pay for sex, it's against the law. What do you think about it?
I think that if they can regulate it, then like at certain places, like we had Dennis Hoff up here at the Bunny Ranch, and you know, they get tested, their workers get tested all the time. People come to this establishment, it's a safe environment. The thing is that prostitution escorts, they're not going anywhere.
Right.
So it's either they're going to be pushed to the side and it's going to go even deeper and darker and it's going to be harder to manage, or you could have it in establishments where it's regulated more.
Yeah, okay.
Where it's safer. So I feel like because that's something that's been around since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
Not at all.
All right, now let's talk about Facebook. I don't know what's going to happen, if that's going to go anywhere, but Facebook has been working with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Now, of course, Mark Zuckerberg did confirm that this information. Now, he also apologized in his testimony on Capitol Hill. Here's what he had to say.
It's clear now that we didn't do enough to prevent these tools from being used for harm, and that goes for fake news, foreign interference in elections, and hate speech, as well as developers and data privacy. We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. And it was my mistake, and I'm sorry. I started Facebook, I run it, and I'm responsible for what happens here. Across the board, we have a responsibility to not just build tools, but to make sure that they're used for good.
Now, what is he giving his testimony for? Like, what can happen to him?
Well, they're trying to see about him having given away people's data to all these different companies. So millions of people, 87 million people, their data was given away. And in particular to Cambridge Analytica, who actually was working with Donald Trump's campaign.
Right.
And here's what Mark Zuckerberg had to say about the banning of Cambridge.
As of the time that we learned about their activity in 2015, they weren't an advertiser, they weren't running pages, so we actually had nothing to ban. When I went back and met with my team afterwards, they let me know that Cambridge Analytica actually did start as an advertiser later in 2015, so we could have, in theory, banned them then. We made a mistake by not doing so.
So a lot of the users are feeling like their content was being shared without their knowledge, and they feel like they've been violated. So it was supposed to be regulated, and Mark Zuckerberg did not protect the people on Facebook from their information being shared. Now, here's what else he had to say about how they shared their data.
There's a very common misperception about Facebook that we sell data to advertisers. And we do not sell data to advertisers.
Well,
we don't sell data to
anyone. You clearly rent it.
What we allow is for advertisers to tell us who they want to reach, and then we do the placement.
I'm going to be honest. I've been thinking about this. I don't know if this is Facebook's fault. And the reason I don't know if this is Facebook's fault, because you do choose to put in that information into Facebook when you log on to a Facebook account.
But don't you have to? Don't you have to put your information in?
Either way, you still choose to do it. If you're choosing to be a part of the community, you're kind of choosing to get your data shared. Because people that follow you can get your data.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think there's certain privacy issues that are being violated, because I know on mine, I'm saying that you can't share my data with anybody, and my whole page is private, like my personal page.
Mm-hmm. Is there really privacy on the internet?
So the fact that they're sharing that, and he's responsible for that. That's why he's in trouble right now. And then it's all about the elections, too. How much data did they share with Cambridge Analytica that helped Donald Trump win the election?
How about we scale down on what we share with these social media sites? Maybe they shouldn't ask us so much information. Maybe it should just be the basics.
I don't really give much information on myself.
So what's the data that they're sharing then?
I mean, they can tell what sites you're looking at. They can just monitor where you're going. They can look at your messages, all of that.
Well, we need to be mad at this whole digital era then, because we keep digital fingerprints on anything digital that we do.
And the one thing I will say about this Senate committee hearing, if you guys paid attention to it, a lot of the people that were asking Mark Zuckerberg questions didn't really know how Facebook worked.
I could tell.
Yeah, so that was part of the issue. They didn't understand how Facebook worked at all anyway.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. If you need to vent or spread some positivity, phone lines are wide open. The number again is 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time for new appliances. Get to PC Richard & Son.
Over the last 100 years, cutting corners has become a way of life. Quality has gone out of the clothes we wear, the very foods we eat. People have reluctantly accepted good enough. At Boar's Head, our family has never gone along with this. For 5 generations, we've had an unwavering commitment to quality. Premium delicatessen products made with exceptional ingredients, time-honored recipes, and hand-trimmed the old-fashioned way. You see, for us at Boar's Head, good enough never has been, nor ever will be, good enough.
Go-getters. Get 2 with Dunkin' Go-To's. 2 for $2 egg and cheese wake-up wrap, 2 for $3 egg and cheese English muffin, or 2 for $5 bacon, egg, and cheese croissant. Dunkin' Go-To's. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply.
The future's coming fast, so Spectrum's getting faster. Hey, there's going to be billions of connected devices in the next few years. Someone's got to power this stuff. That's why Spectrum is accelerating internet speeds starting at 200 megs. And with their fiber-powered gig service, keep everything connected with speeds up to 940 megs. So bring on the next big thing, and the next big thing after that. Spectrum is here to power it. Are you ready for what's next? Spectrum. Think forward. To learn more, visit Spectrum.com.
Looking to sell your house? Whether it's a Cape Cod or Craftsman, 2 beds, 2 baths, full baths, half baths, no baths, which is kind of odd. A fixer-upper, a newly renovated, a hardwood floored, a tile floored, or plain old dirt floored. Our agents know the market, the trends, and the insights to help you go from for sale to sold. When it comes to selling...
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Kibra.
Hey, Kibra, get it off your chest, mama.
I tried to call last week and the week before, and you were talking about a couple different things. And we had the mayor of New York and his wife on, and they were talking about medical marijuana or marijuana legalization in the city. And, you know, I just wanted to say, first of all, New York is like one of the highest consumers in the nation. So it's important that we regulate marijuana. People are obviously accessing it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we legalize and we regulate it properly, we make street cannabis less appealing because people will have choices, then it'll be a controlled program.
Okay, you know what's crazy? I be seeing this weed truck in New York City. What the hell is that about?
I think they just sell paraphernalia. I see it. Thank you, Mama. I see it all the time,
yeah, they
too.
Can't just sell
there's
weed.
No possible way they can sell weed. I see that truck all the time,
I've been trying to figure out what it is. I'm like, what are they selling?
It has to be paraphernalia because there's no way in hell they could be selling weed out there, truck. I don't know what they're selling. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Trayden, Georgia.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
I don't really know what to say. I didn't think I was going to get through, but I got through, so I'm kind of
pissed. Hey, you're stuck.
You're not even prepared. That means that you didn't want to really call to begin with. You wanted the people that just talk the talk.
Hey, why you go hard on everybody that called? But I just want to spread some positivity. You know, I've been out the military for about 2 years now.
Oh, now you know what you want to talk about.
Say what now?
And now you know what you want
to
talk about.
He just wants to spread some positivity.
Well, thank you, brother, for doing that.
Everything's going good for me, so I just want to call and say good morning to y'all. I listen to you for about 45 minutes on my commute to work, and I just want to say hi to Angela Lee, Charlamagne Tha God, and DJ Envy.
Well, thank you. Sound like a really nice guy.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, CJ, what's good?
CJ, get it off your chest, bro.
Yo, I'm tight with my baby mother, you know what I'm saying? We not together. I got a new girl. She got a new dude. We been good. We ain't have no static, you heard? Me and her, me and my BM, we had an agreement. We be sliding with each other every now and then. Every Friday, Saturday night.
Oh, my
night,
gosh. For the weekend?
Yeah, but you know, now all of a sudden her relationship ain't working. She want to threaten to go to my head and go to my girl on me. Her relationship ain't work. I don't understand that. You wild.
Hey, you knew the risk you was taking when you set up this arrangement.
Yo, she knew the risk too, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? She trying to act like I'm using her. Nah, what you mean? We good. I ain't move no different. She just take that her relationship ain't work. I don't understand.
Well, listen, over.
Well, if you really think that she's gonna blow up your spot, you might as well tell your girl first.
What?
If you think she's gonna really blow up your spot, you might as well tell her first.
And if she has proof,
I don't know. She might be pump faking. I don't know. I gotta read it. I hope she might be pump faking, and then I snitch on myself. Now it's a double loss, you heard? I don't know.
All right, man.
You need to calm down.
Oh, my gosh. He ain't going to stop, though.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake up, wake up, wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. Snack Man. Yeah.
Good morning, Snack Man.
Oh, by the way, I met Snack Man in person the other day.
Where at?
He actually came to an event, handed me a...
10 seconds. Angela, it was 10 seconds. It was the best 10 seconds of my life.
Handed me a piece of paper and then ran off.
Why do you think Snack Man is normal?
What did the paper say?
I have it. Yeah. I think I have it with me.
And well, I thought he lived in Florida. I lost my copy.
I thought he lived in Florida.
Why did you consider Snack Man a stalker?
Definitely consider him a stalker.
Here it is. I have the paper with me.
What does it say?
Well, hold on. Yeah. I lost my copy. So if you could just repeat the first three words, I could take it from there.
You know it's not anthrax on that paper.
That is true.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Exactly.
Why?
I'm sure
Why
you
would
did.
You think about that, Snack Man? That's not nice. Run up on Charlamagne with anthrax.
No, I'm a nice guy. I sent you three postcards. You got all three?
Yeah, what?
What? I don't know. I didn't get anything from you, Snack Man.
Three what?
But what's your joke for today, Snack Man?
I sent three postcards, bro.
Nah, I didn't get no postcards. I didn't get no postcard from you, sir.
Well, give us your joke today, brother.
Card.
Snack Man, you're wasting our time this morning.
God, I heard that laugh.
Thank you, Snack Man.
Bye, Snack Man. Jesus Christ.
Here's the piece of paper. I really do have it in my
That's
bag.
That's scary. Hello, who's this?
This is Trina.
Hey, Trina, get it off your chest.
I just want to say why I'm blessed. First of all, I want to say hi to all three of you guys because I'm so happy I finally...
Well, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say I'm blessed because I woke up today... And I got engaged back on Christmas Eve.
Congratulations, so, Ma.
Thank you. And Charlamagne, also, I play video games, and I play Far Cry 4. And on there, they made a reference to you.
How did they do that?
Uh-oh.
They said, the guy, one of the NPC characters, like the computer players, he said, my name is Charlamagne, and no, I'm not some kind of king or some popular... hip-hop DJ in New York.
What's the video game?
Uh-oh, he gonna try to sue them now. He gonna try to sue them.
I'm not gonna try to sue. I just want to see it. I don't play video games. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. One of them computer games or like a PS4?
You can play on PS4. It's Far Cry 4. It just came out back on the 27th of March.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all good. So you got engaged in Christmas. So that mean you'll be married in 2022?
No, I'm... Oh, no, I'm not one of those people that take forever to get engaged. I'm married. I hate that. Oh. No, I'm getting married next March 30th. Our birthdays are back-to-back. Like, mine's the 25th and his is the 26th.
Hey, well, congratulations, so, baby.
All right, mama.
Thank you.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on, man? This Charles, man.
What's up, Charles? Get it off your chest, bro.
Man, I'm so tired of these people running around here with their kids with a runny nose. They talking about their little bit shit. If you don't cut on the heat in your house and get some damn Medicaid.
Well, come on,
ain't got
now.
Nothing to do with heating up. You got kids, brother?
Oh, man, I got a kid, but they ain't coming out of the house with no runny nose every time you turn around.
Well, it's the weather. Where are you from? If it's the weather in New York, but the weather a lot of places. It's supposed to be spring right now, but it's still a little chilly a lot of places.
Man, hey. If your kids come outside, face glistening like a sunny gray donut, that was going on with you.
Nah, I can't agree with you, man. Jesus my kids Christ. Come out. My kids have some
kids
funny
running noses anymore.
That's crazy. Anyway, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. You, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, Nicki Minaj will talk about her big announcement yesterday. Also, find out what rapper is directing porn. And we're going to start off talking about Tristan Thompson early this morning.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yeah. Rumor report, rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, looks like Young M.A. is going to be working with Pornhub, and that is as a director for adult films. Check out what she had to say.
I'm on the set of Pornhub right now. This all goes into part of her story, which is the album that will be dropping real soon. And it's kind of part of my story because there's some nice little action going on with these beautiful women, women only.
I'm not mad at that because Young M.A. is a good writer, and somebody asked me the other day, what do I like about porn the most? I said the story. I do like a good story in a porno. So she'll write a good story.
Yeah, this should be pretty interesting that she's now directing.
It's a little weird.
Adult
Why
films.
Is that weird?
Because she's a rapper.
And
we haven't got an album for her or next single.
Well, she can be multi-faceted.
Yeah, she got to make money somehow. She got to do something.
Okay.
What do you think about the storyline?
We don't know what the story is.
It's about a girl, a virgin. Oh. It's her birthday. And a friend sends her off to this place where she's mysteriously walking through different rooms and stuff and finding out paradise.
Okay, Young M.A.
And she did say it ties in with her album, her story, because her sexual orientation is part of the story as well. She said, we don't have to put no titles on it, just know that it's women only.
Well, that pretty much tells us what your sexual orientation is, Young M.A., but we already knew.
Right. I can't wait to hear music
for Young M.A.
I want to hear some more music.
Well, this is going to tie in with her music, so...
I'm excited.
You know. Oh, how excited. All right, Tristan Thompson. Everybody was talking about this yesterday. I told you I was doing lip service all day yesterday, and that was like one of the main topics was Tristan Thompson out and about. Now, the rumor is, and according to this footage and pictures that we've seen, that he's been cheating on Khloe Kardashian with not just one woman, but a couple of different women. Now, there was two women back in October when Khloe Kardashian was 3 months pregnant. And then they have surveillance video footage at a hookah lounge outside of D.C. where you can see Tristan Thompson with three women, and two of them are basically all over him. At one point, the woman brings him to her chest and he motorboats her.
Do we know if that's him?
Well, the video was
recorded 6'10", 238
the night before
pounds.
The Cavs played the Washington Wizards also. And then they also have footage of him outside. They have pictures of him taking another woman into a hotel room just last weekend.
Somebody let us know when the next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming on. I know
soon.
It's got to be all part of the marketing plan because there's no way somebody 6'10", 238 pounds that know he got a pregnant Kardashian at home would be openly cheating like this.
And what's crazy is
allegedly,
she...
Allegedly, like
in a hookah lounge...
Khloe Kardashian posted a picture 2 days ago of the two of them, and he's sitting on the counter, and she's standing up, and she said, we are ready whenever you are, little mama.
Listen, first and foremost, this is some type of marketing plan. There's just absolutely no way.
I want to say I hope so, because, man.
And by the way, you know, black men don't cheat, so when everybody keeps screaming that he's a cheater, that's why they don't mess with black men, keep in mind he's from Canada, all right?
Does that mean he's not black?
He's from Canada.
What does that mean?
Not African-American.
Now people are identifying who a couple of the women are, but until it's really, really confirmed, I don't want to put any names out
there. Y'all know this is a marketing plan. I guarantee if you Google when the next season of the Kardashians is coming out, it's soon.
She wouldn't want to deal with this right now.
Why not? They love drama.
You know what's interesting?
She can lose the baby.
A lot of women are like, good for her. You know, how you meet him is how you keep him and all of that. So I get all that karma and everything.
How did she meet
him? She is about, he just had a baby with Jordy.
I don't know these people. I don't know who Jordy is.
So he just had a baby. As a matter of fact, the girl was pregnant when he started dating Khloe Kardashian.
But were they together, though? They might not have been together.
Who knows, you know? But the same thing happened with Lamar Odom. You know, she was dating, she started dating Lamar Odom while he was still with his ex at the time as well. She said, as his ex wrote a book about all of the situation, and she did say they were at a club together, and she came back from the bathroom, and Khloe Kardashian was sitting on Lamar Odom's lap. But the one thing is, right now, her health should be the biggest main concern.
Absolutely.
And you want to make sure that everything's okay.
Why do y'all think somebody's going to lose a baby just because she got cheated on?
Well, you don't want that kind of stress. I'm not saying she's going to lose
the
baby.
Miscarriage.
But what I'm
saying is
that's a difficult time period, mentally, emotionally. So we just want to make sure she's okay.
Tristan Thompson has a $100 million contract. All right. Mom is Kris Jenner. You think she's stressed? Oh, you want to cheat? Watch this, buddy.
She wants love. Right.
Money doesn't mean anything.
Obviously, she wants love.
As Cardi B told you when she was up here.
I guarantee you, Tristan is more stressed right now than Khloe Kardashian is.
I'm sure they both stressed.
No. Khloe, like, oh, word? Watch this.
It's just embarrassing. Right.
Now we got new content for the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I'm about to get these child support payments popping.
But I tell you this, all the women were like, well, too bad for her. How you meet them is how you keep them.
I'm just upset that one of the best front court tandems in the league is breaking up.
We're going to get more into this later.
Stop it.
I'm sorry we didn't get to this now, but Nicki Minaj did announce that she has two new songs coming, and those songs are called Barbie Tings and Chun Li. But we'll get more into that in the next Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
You said Chun Li?
Yeah, Chun Li.
Okay. All right. Well, that is your Rumor Report. Now, Front Page News, what are we talking about, Yee?
We are going to be talking about Backpage shutting down. So for everybody that was getting their prostitutes off Backpage, you're going to have to find another way now.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Or should I say some Backpage news?
Yes, they are shutting down. It's official. Backpage is shut down, finally. Now, today, one of the founders of Backpage does have a hearing on whether or not he'll be released from jail on charges of money laundering and facilitating prostitution. Prosecutors want him to have to post bail and detail his financial holdings if he does want to be released. So the similar hearing is going to be happening tomorrow for Backpage.com founder James Larkin. Now, authorities are saying Backpage.com ignored warnings to stop running ads that promote prostitutions because they were making so much money. They were making $500 million off of just these prostitution ads. So,
that's crazy.
Yes. And sex workers are devastated, of course, that Backpage is shutting down. But what they are saying is that even though this is going to be great for a win against child trafficking and sex trafficking, for consenting sex workers, it's going to be a lot more dangerous for them.
Well, stop being lazy. Take it back to the old school. Go hit them streets. All right? Get back on that whole scroll. All right?
I guess they don't want to have to do that.
It's almost summertime. The weather's breaking. You know, the weather's breaking. All right? The weather's breaking. You go back on them corners with them short skirts.
It's
right?
Hot out there.
Take it back to the old school.
Because at the end of the day, listen, in the United States, there's still going to be sex workers no matter what. It's an industry that is not going to go anywhere. But it's just going to be more dangerous for people. And some people are going to, quote unquote, die.
The value of vagina will never go down. You hear me? Okay.
But they're just talking about safety. It's not the value. It's just the safety of being able to vet out your clients and meeting them on the street and making sure you're getting paid and so on and so forth.
It's safety. Safety is buying a condom.
Why do you want to get robbed or raped or any of that other stuff?
Right.
Killed.
It's very dangerous.
Y'all make everything so tragic.
I mean, we're just telling you what their concerns are.
Trying to protect the prostitutes.
Don't put that label on all sex workers. All sex workers ain't raping, robbing, and murdering people.
No, that they not. Never mind. Go ahead.
All right, now let's talk about Mark Zuckerberg. He finally went and he testified before the Senate Senate committee hearing. And he had some things to say about Facebook. What was interesting is that they basically don't know how Facebook works. So it was difficult for them to ask certain questions because senators don't really know a lot about the basic features of data collection and advertising practices and how they get data. How long do they keep it? How do users control what they share? And senators, for the most part, didn't know a lot of answers to these questions as they were asking them. Now, Mark Zuckerberg had this to say about Cambridge Analytica, who was able to access, we don't know how many people's information, maybe up to 87 million people. Here's what he had to say about that.
As of the time that we learned about their activity in 2015, they weren't an advertiser, they weren't running pages, so we actually had nothing to ban. When I went back and met with my team afterwards, they let me know that Cambridge Analytica actually did start as an advertiser later in 2015, so we could have, in theory, banned them then. We made a mistake by not doing so.
Now, another thing that people were wondering was, does Facebook target ads at you by snooping with your phone's microphone? Because people believe that's what happens. Well, according to Mark Zuckerberg, this does not happen. They do not use audio obtained from mobile devices to get personal information about users, but they can see what you're looking at, and that's how they can target ads towards you. Here's what he had to say about data sharing.
There's a very common misperception about Facebook that we sell data to advertisers. And we do not sell data to advertisers.
Well,
we don't sell data to anyone.
You clearly rent it.
What we allow is for advertisers to tell us who they want to reach, and then we do the placement.
They also talk about not ruling out a paid version of Facebook in the future, a paid ad-free version. So
I'm trying to figure out why is that illegal, though, because if you sign up to Facebook and you give Facebook your data, why can't they share it with advertisers?
Maybe because it's just in the community, just in the Facebook community. You can't just sell your data.
Why not, though?
That's valuable information.
Yeah, if
you want your privacy protected and you don't know that people are going to be looking at what you're looking at and selling your data, you're not expecting that.
If I'm a corporate entity and I want to sell ads, I want to know what your demographics are. I want to know, you know, is it more men on this in this community, more women in this community?
No, you can't.
What's the races? What's the ethnic? Why not?
No, you can't, because it's just for Facebook. Just like if I sign on to Tidal or iTunes, that's just for Tidal and iTunes, not for Tidal and iTunes to sell all my information to people that's calling me all the time. Hello, would you like solar panels? No, I don't want no damn solar panels.
These aren't for ads that are running on Facebook.
No. These are separate companies that are selling it, that are buying it and selling it to other places. That's what I thought.
For instance, there's political ads, and so sometimes you don't even know it's an ad.
Political ads where, though?
On Facebook that target you. So that's what the whole thing is with Cambridge Analytica. They were supporting Donald Trump, and they were sending out all these ads that were maybe false. So you're believing certain things when you're looking at these ads, and it kind of part of the reason why they're saying that he might have won the election.
I'm confused.
Yeah, you confused me.
I just think if you don't want your data out there, just don't go on these social media
sites. You have to label political ads, make them available for public inspection, and you're not allowed to misuse people's data.
But are they selling it to outside people?
Yeah, they're selling it.
Oh, they're selling it to outside. Yeah. I thought it was just, okay, yeah, that's foul.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Selling your information.
You're confused, huh?
I have no idea what's going on.
You should research it.
All right.
I just don't go on Facebook, but I don't go on there because my daddy on there, so.
Yeah.
I don't
talk to your daddy?
I mean, I love my daddy, but I don't want to be on Facebook.
Here's
with
the
him.
Thing. I use Facebook all the time.
Trust me, when I go to Facebook and I see my dad sending me messages and all kind of memes and stuff, I'm like, you know what? This is too much.
I like that my family's on there.
No, not me.
All right. Well, last front page news. Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. We're talking Tristan Thompson and Chloe. Of course, if you haven't seen...
The best low post tandem in the league breaking up.
Well,
Jesus.
He was caught cheating and very...
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
It's always allegedly.
It's always allegedly,
hey,
right?
Hey, always.
I don't even know if it was him. I mean, but he was caught allegedly cheating in so many different ways yesterday. One was in a hookah bar. Another was leaving a hotel. Another was
in a
club.
Hotel, allegedly.
All allegedly.
Yes.
So we're just asking...
The pictures are alleged.
Nah, see, that could be any big black man.
That could
man.
Be any 6'11", 238-pound Canadian.
I'm with you.
It could be anybody.
800-585-1051. What's the craziest way you got caught cheating? Call us up right now.
No. Ladies. I want ladies to call in and tell us what's the dumbest way they've caught their man cheating.
It could be both ways.
I don't like crazy. Dumb.
But all right? It could be both ways.
Dumb.
Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about Chloe and Tristan and their mess yesterday.
Yes. And listen, I think I'm going to tell you my story. The craziest way I caught my boyfriend cheating on me, it was his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He was at work, and he was at my house the night before. So after work, he was coming, and we were going to go to dinner, and I had planned all this stuff for him. So I go on my computer to go Google the address of where we were going for dinner just so I could make sure I had the directions and everything.
He left his email up.
He left his Gmail open.
Oh, boy.
So I was like, should I look at it? And then I was like, I'll just take a little peek. And then I saw all kinds of stuff on their vacations that he went on with some girl that he worked with. I saw pictures of him in the hot tub with another girl. It was on his birthday, too. And it was his 30th birthday, so it was kind of a big deal.
Damn.
But I was very calm about it. First, I sent all the emails to myself. And then I changed his password and logged out. And then I called him and I said, we're not going to dinner anymore. And he was like, what's the problem? Is everything okay? And then I forwarded him to his phone screenshots of everything. And he couldn't get back in his email, so he was devastated.
Damn it, man. You know, he only got one 30th birthday, though.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Call one of them other bitches.
Oh, damn, you.
Sorry.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone line.
What you mean, let's go to the phone? We got two other people in this room that want to talk about this topic. What you mean?
Oh, I told on myself. What about you, sir?
Well, you know, I'm an African-American male. And as an African-American male, I don't cheat. Okay, I rebuke Satan in all his wicked ways. And when I see these wicked Canadians in our country cheating, being nasty while their pregnant woman is somewhere minding her business, I'm disgusted and reminded of why I'm a proud member of the FMC, which is the faithful male community. Okay.
But before that, how did you get caught?
Yeah. I don't know anything about that.
Well, your wife cheated on you before you told us that. How did you catch up?
I don't remember.
All right. I don't know why he wanted to participate in this conversation. Let's go to the phones.
I'm going to tell you, I can tell you the dumbest way you could get caught cheating.
How's that?
By being on the radio talking about the dumbest ways you got caught cheating.
I think if it's in the past, we already know, because you already got caught.
Well, there you go. I'm minding my business.
Hello, who's this?
D, like David D.
Okay, David D. Now, what's the craziest way, what's the dumbest way you found your man cheating?
Well, it wasn't that I found him cheating. He found myself cheating.
Woo!
How'd he catch you?
We were asleep one night, and we were at his mom's house, actually, visiting. And we were asleep, and by 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up to him with my phone in my face with a picture of a on it.
You can say penis.
Okay,
penis,
so you wake up with a digital D in your face. Mm-hmm. All right. Did you recognize this penis?
So this, I knew who the penis belonged to.
True.
It belonged to a person that I had cheated with.
But that doesn't mean you cheated just because you had a picture of a penis. Was your mouth on it? Were you in the picture?
No, I wasn't in the picture at all, which right. doesn't mean I cheated, which I still to this day say I never cheated.
Right. I mean, that's an easy one to slide out.
That's not an easy one to slide out, because I want to know who this man is that feels so comfortable enough to send you D-pics. See, when you tell one lie, you got to tell another lie to cover that one up. So who is this guy that feels so comfortable to send you D-pics in the middle of the night?
Well, he was a friend of mine that I have been known for a very long time.
Not anymore.
Was it a good picture?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
I think he was more mad because the guy was more endowed than he was.
Man.
No, he was mad because you was cheating on him. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all women, are y'all silly?
He was mad. Penis was better.
He was mad because you was cheating on him. And this guy felt comfortable enough to send you deep pics in the middle of the night. That's why he was mad.
My goodness. 800-585-1051. Have you ever got caught cheating? What's the dumbest way you got caught, I should say? Ladies, call us up. Fellas, call us up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking Tristan and Chloe and their mess, and we're just asking, what's the dumbest way that you've got caught cheating? Now, we got a friend to the room on the line. Trav, yeah?
Hey, Trav.
What's up, Envy? Hey, Trav. I say hey, Trav. Hey, Yee.
Trav, I know you don't cheat.
I have cheated in my first relationship.
Tell us how you got stuck.
Trav, I can't believe this. I don't even look at you like that.
I mean, my first relationship, yeah, and I actually got caught because I had told my boyfriend that I was going to my parents' house for the weekend. But really, me and my best friend was planning on going to Atlanta. So
what's in Atlanta?
You had thought.
Was in Atlanta. A bunch of gay men to cheat with. What the hell are you talking about?
A bunch of gay men was in Atlanta.
Okay. So what'd you end up doing?
So me and my best friend went to Atlanta. So the whole time I'm in Atlanta, he thinks at my parents' house. Like, we live together. So my parents' house is like 2 hours away from where we live. So he thought I was at my parents' house. So I'm like sending him pictures of like my mom, like from my mom's Facebook of her sitting at restaurants telling him I'm like with my mom at restaurants.
You did too much.
Crazy.
So I was at this club and I didn't know his best friend was down there. And he basically saw me and my best friend in the club. He told my boyfriend that he saw me in the club in Atlanta.
Wow. Did he end it right there?
No, he didn't end it with me, but I still ended it with him. Like later.
You ain't had no respect for him anyway, Trav, doing all that.
I didn't really like him that much.
My good, Trav. You're a whole Trav.
A former hoe.
Your name is Easy K?
Yeah, Easy K.
Hey, Easy K. I wish your middle initial was Y. That'd be dope.
No, all right.
Easy KY.
All right, Easy K.
Easy K definitely cheats.
No, he caught his girlfriend cheating. Now, explain your story, Easy K.
Yeah, so I had I'm at the last stage, so you know, I'm doing my thing, sliding on POF, thinking I'm all this, whatever. I get this from this chick that has no picture, and I'm like, oh, like, this chick seemed too perfect. Like, even in the back of my head, I'm like, I think my chick or whatever, but I'm like, I fall for the bait, like the catfish. Then all of a sudden, my phone just started getting blown up by my girl.
Wait a minute. Your girl made a fake social media page and you fell for it and she caught you.
Yes.
That's your dumb ass.
Oh, he did get caught.
That's your dumb ass.
Damn it, man. Sorry for you.
That's the oldest chick in the book.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, if you're going to cheat face to face.
Lottie.
All right, Lottie. Did you catch your girl cheating or did she catch you cheating?
Man, she caught me cheating, man.
How? Tell me.
Over my iPad, man. She told me she needed it to use it. Uh-oh. I can't remember what she wanted to use it for.
And your text messages were linked to your iPad.
And you know it. And
rookie.
How many people get caught like that?
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, because they're rookies.
And you know what's so crazy is it's a rookie mistake. You know what I'm saying? It's a rookie mistake.
All you got to do is put your phone on Do Not Disturb, bro.
Man, Charlamagne, trust me, man. Trust me. She caught me in the great state of South Carolina, too. And you know how they come.
You got swung on?
Man, listen. Swung on, spit on, all kind of stuff, man.
Listen, guys, whenever you hand your woman your iPhone or your iPad, always put the phone on Do Not Disturb. Come on, brothers.
Goodness gracious. All right. Now, what's the moral of the story?
But don't old text messages still be on there?
Why would she go through my... If I'm sitting by you, you're not going to go through my text messages. I'm sitting right there
with
you.
She borrowed it.
The moral of the story is never cheat on someone that is good to you because karma is a bitch. Okay?
There you go.
Simple and plain.
All right. Eve, you got rumors on the way?
Yes. We didn't get much into this, but we'll talk about Nicki Minaj and two new songs that she has coming out. Also, Eve talked about Janet Jackson saving her. You're going to love this story.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Nicki Minaj.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So everybody's trying to figure out what's happening, and Nicki Minaj has finally revealed this yesterday. Now, on Sunday, she sent out a tweet four to her Twitter followers and deleted it. Then on Monday, she tweeted out three. And then it was revealed yesterday that she's releasing two songs, Barbie Tings and Chun Li, and that's going to come out tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, Young Thug tweeted out that same three as well. And in addition to that, Lil Uzi Vert wrote, "Hey, it's Nicki Minaj. I'm letting y'all know I'm about to take over this Thursday. I never left. I was counting up big bags. Don't forget, Lil Uzi Vert, keep getting that money and don't worry about no haters. Hit me up when you get your phone back." And then Nicki said, "Y'all know damn well I did not write that on Uzi's page. That's my baby, though."
Well, this could be a big win or a big loss for Nicki because it's all about momentum at the end of the day, right? And, you know, I don't know why they keep making it seem like Cardi and Nicki have an issue with each other, but Cardi got a lot of momentum right now. So if Nicki drops these records and these records ain't it,
it has nothing to do with Cardi.
It does, though. Come on, stop it.
You just said there's no...
Because it's all about momentum. You know what I'm saying? You got to have momentum nowadays, no matter how good your music is. So she better drop these records and gain some momentum.
Well, okay? In the meantime, Young Thug had actually previewed a snippet from a song with Nicki Minaj last month called Anybody, and now that song has come out today. I don't know if it was leaked or released, but here's a little snippet of that for you.
Jumping in the Benz and I switch to the ghost like, who's you? Remember this face, because I'm that bitch you gonna lose to. Dripping in ice, you looking at screw you. It's squad goals when all your bitches pretty like no.
I never killed anybody, but I got something to do with that body. I got this piece on my back, carry it like I'm moving the body. I told him to shoot 100 rounds, like he trying to move it about it. They were like, "I'm in the morning, skip the school, that's what truancy about it."
All right, there you have it. It's a little snippet.
If you was on Nicki's team, would you have advised her to drop this week? I'll wait a little while.
I mean, she could drop whenever she wants. Nicki Minaj is still a huge star. I don't know.
It depends whether I got locked and loaded. Like, if I know I got
a guaranteed smash. Yeah.
And, I mean, not for nothing. Yeah, they're not beefing. There's no problem. But it's still competitive to a win.
And at the end of the day, it's good for people listening to music. It's exciting when artists are putting out music.
It's exciting. I'm excited to hear new Nicki Minaj music, but I'm thinking about the last time this happened.
They're excited about Drake. Now they could be excited about Nicki all at the same time.
Think about it. Let's say you got one lock and you know it's a smash.
She thought she had three last time after Sheetha dropped. When Sheetha dropped, she dropped three. She dropped one with Drake and Wayne. Mm-hmm. She dropped another one with Wayne. Mm-hmm. And she dropped another one. That's all mm-hmm. I'm saying.
All right, now let's talk about Eve. She was on her show, The Talk, and she talked about an incident where Janet Jackson saved her. I guess she had gotten something slipped into her drink. And she started feeling crazy, and here's what happened.
Years ago, I was at an after party for an award show. Probably an hour after the last time I had picked my drink up, I started feeling crazy and not drunk. I knew immediately something was different. And then I started hysterically crying, and I get put into a room, and I hear this really soft voice that's like, "It's okay, it's okay, I'll take care of it." And I'm like snot crying, y'all. And I turn around, and it's Janet Jackson. And I am so ugly when I snot cry. And I was so embarrassed. And I was like, "I didn't want to meet you like this."
So Janet Jackson drugged Eve?
No, saved her. She didn't know what was going on. She was feeling crazy. And fortunately for her, she saw a nice face like Janet Jackson's that's like, I got you, I'll take care of you.
Why would she trust Janet in that moment?
What Janet
if somebody
do?
Drug me and I go walk off to a room and then a person just walks in the room and says, hey, I got you, it's okay. Why should I trust her in that moment?
Janet Jackson walked into a room and said, I got you, what you gonna do?
I don't know. I'm drugged. I don't know who did this. Why are you here?
So you're trying to say Janet Jackson drugged you?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, why would you trust Janet in that moment?
There's
the only
certain
person I would
trust
is close friends.
You could trust Oprah at that moment.
Hey, man.
Come on.
Janet Jackson. Hey.
Come on. Never know.
Come on.
It's all of a sudden. How you know I was in trouble?
Now, let's talk about some new BET shows that are coming. Oh, she was crying. Snot crying.
In a room? She went up to a room.
Yeah, they put her somewhere and she was snot crying.
Y'all too trust you because she's a celebrity. Okay.
All right, now.
But you wouldn't trust Michael if Michael walked in there.
Let's talk about new shows coming on BET. There's going to be a Boomerang reboot that's been ordered. If you guys are excited for that, it's going to be a Boomerang comedic reboot of the movie Boomerang, so it's a TV show. Also, Peachtree Place, a comedy that's produced by Will Packer. And another drama called American Soul that's inspired by Don Cornelius's life on Soul Train. So, those are the three shows they have, scripted shows, coming to BET.
A Boomerang reboot.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, I feel
good.
Like
if it's like inspired by the movie, it's still a good story. I don't know what it's going to be exactly.
You definitely got to be a certain age to even know what Boomerang is, though. Mm-hmm.
Boomerang's a classic, though. It still comes on cable all the time.
Yeah, Boomerang came out in 1992.
Really?
It's just like Coming to America. A lot of people seen that movie. It's up there.
Yes, that's a certain age, Demo.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report. And if you haven't seen it, now you'll go see it.
Okay.
Because you see the TV show's coming.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Yee. Shalabang!
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Oh, man. It hurts me to have to do this.
What?
But we have to bring Tristan Thompson to the front of the congregation.
Why does this hurt you?
We'd like to have a word with him. Because I hate when one of us got to die.
Who's us?
In order for the rest of us to live faithfully.
One of us cheaters?
One of us men.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a sad one. All right, we'll get to it when we come back, man. It's the Breakfast Club. Damn it, man. Come on.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, April 11th. Goes to Tristan Thompson. Now, if you don't know who Tristan is, he is a center for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he is the soon-to-be baby daddy of Khloe Kardashian. Now, Khloe Kardashian recently put up an Instagram pic kissing Tristan Thompson with the caption, "We are ready whenever you are, little mama," which means that she is about to have this baby any day now. Congratulations to her and this soon-to-be tall family. Drop on the clues bombs for them, okay? I love seeing them in pictures together because not only do they look in love, they look like they make up the best front court tandem in the league. All right, Tristan is at the 5, Khloe is at the 4, and they both look like they are averaging career highs in field goal percentage, points per game, rebounds, and block shots. All right, ever since we've seen them together, they have looked like happy teammates, but one of the best low post tandems in the league may be breaking up soon because Tristan Thompson allegedly got caught cheating. Now, I guarantee you that a new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming. Season 15 is on the way, and this is just all part of the marketing, but it's still great content. Now, let's be clear about one thing and one thing only. African-American men don't cheat. I am a proud member of the faithful male community. Salute to my guy, Rob Lane Edits. Drop one of the clues bombs for Rob Lane Edits, okay, for starting that movement. So all you ladies that are using Tristan Thompson as an example that all men are dogs, keep in mind that he's from Canada. And he don't have the same energy as us faithful American males. All right. Now, when it comes to basketball, Tristan Thompson is what? A 7-year, 8-year veteran. But when it comes to cheating, he is a rookie. Not even a rookie in the NBA, a rookie in the NBA Developmental League. Because Tristan Thompson allegedly, and I will always say allegedly when it comes to cheating, got caught cheating on Khloe Kardashian. Look, man, I'm only giving Tristan Thompson donkey because I want this to be a teachable moment. Now, I am looking at this surveillance video. Yes, surveillance video that TMZ posted, and it's a man who is 6'11", about 238 pounds. If you're watching Revolt, you can see the surveillance video. He is alleged to be Tristan Thompson. All right, this man is in a hookah lounge making out with two women. Now, this video is from October. Okay. And in October, Khloe was 3 months pregnant, and you know, It's at a hookah lounge outside of Washington, D.C. Tristan is tongue-kissing one of the women. The other woman is grabbing his head. She brings his head to her chest, and then he motorboats her. And then the same woman grabs a handful of Tristan's meat. All right, then it's another video that shows Tristan walking into a hotel room with another woman just last weekend. And that woman is claiming she spent the night with Tristan, and she posted and deleted a sex tape and a bunch of freaky-ass text messages, allegedly from Tristan. One of the messages that this young lady who goes by the name at Miss Stephanie on IG posted said, if I was there, I would grab you while you try to walk away from me. Then I would pull your hair and kiss you, then rip your clothes off and lay you down while I suck your poom poom and say sorry.
What?
Then I'll stick this long D in you, slow but deep. Now, I'm really sitting here trying to figure out, if I was a $100 million NBA player who had a pregnant millionaire reality star at home, if I was texting my side chick about eating her out, why would I be telling her sorry? That's not weird to none of y'all. Tristan allegedly texted her and said, lay you down while I suck your poom poom and say sorry. Sorry? Tristan, I need you to know you're playing the wrong position right now, sir. You're a sinner trying to play point guard. The only person you should be saying sorry to is your pregnant girlfriend named Khloe Kardashian, not the side chick who poom poom you sucking on. Look, when I see stories like this, I am reminded why I'm an African-American male who doesn't cheat. I have rebuked Satan and all his wicked ways. And when I see these wicked Canadians in our country cheating, being nasty, while their pregnant woman is somewhere minding her business, I am disgusted and reminded of why I'm a proud member of the FMC, the faithful male community. My brothers, it's over. Okay, how many more of us have to die in order for us to live faithfully, all right? Look, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but in my day, to cheat and not get caught was the goal. Because it's not the cheating that gets you in trouble. It's not the cheating that ruins your relationship. It's the getting caught. If you truly love your woman, if you truly care about your woman, when it comes to getting caught, you would treat it like you are a two-time felon, driving a car, riding dirty, with no license and no insurance and no registration. You got 20 kilos of cocaine in the trunk, and underneath the cocaine is two dead white women that you killed, okay? Imagine how careful you would drive that car. Imagine how cautious you would be. That's exactly the safety that Tristan Thompson was not practicing, all right? Tristan got in this car, knowing what was in the trunk, knowing he had no license, knowing he had no insurance, and he hit the gas. All right, he was doing 155. He didn't have a seatbelt on. He had the music blasting. He was smoking weed, taking a bottle of Hen to the head, and texting while driving. So, Tristan, don't act surprised that you crashed, allegedly. All right, Tristan, or this 6'10" man who looks like Tristan, you was being reckless. And I have zero empathy for you because you have to know you're Tristan Thompson, okay? NBA world champion for the Cleveland Cavaliers. You play with the most famous basketball player on the planet, LeBron James. You have a member of the most famous family on the planet pregnant. And you in a hookah lounge making out with two women? And then got the nerve to just walk in a hotel room with another woman? Look, man, men cheat every day, B. That's nothing, all right? But either he don't know, don't show, or don't give a damn that he's Tristan Thompson, whose girlfriend is Khloe Kardashian. I would encourage all men to just become members of the faithful male community because, you know, if that's too difficult for you, just know you can't hide in plain sight. Not when you're 6'10", 238 pounds, and dating a Kardashian. Tristan, we can see you! Okay? This upsets me because when one man does this, it somehow ends up impacting all of us. All right? The block is hot right now because of Tristan Thompson. If you're going to cheat and get caught, at least make it hard for them to catch you. Okay? Let us set a camera up in the hotel room that you don't know about. All right? Pass out drunk and fall asleep and let her take pics. But to just be in a public hookah lounge... tongue kissing and then walk in a hotel like you're not 6'10", 238 pounds, bruh. Listen, everything happens for a reason, but sometimes the reason is that you're stupid and you make bad decisions. Please let Remy Ma give Tristan Thompson the biggest hee-haw, please.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
And I'm telling you, if he would have been in the hotel room and, you know, the girl had set up a camera and caught him, I'd mind my business. But you in the middle of a hookah lounge?
People love hookah.
Shut up. People in the middle of a hookah lounge, tongue-kissing two women?
We don't know if that was him.
You know, but you know how hot, whoever that was.
Okay. I wonder if it was apple hookah.
Whoever that was, hookah. You know how high the stakes were.
Hot.
Come on, man. Come on, bruh. Not in public hookah lounge. Stop.
Maybe they're just friends.
You know what?
Block is hot, man.
Block is hot.
Block is hot.
And let's keep it moving. All right. Thank you, Charlamagne, for that donkey today. Now, yeah, next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye right now. She'll help you with all your problems. Hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Desiree, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
Yeah, I said, how do I change my attitude towards my relationship and my boyfriend? He said I'm real mean.
Desiree, are you mean?
Not like a lot, like how he be putting it. I could be mean sometimes.
You
okay, but first you got to face the fact that at least he gave you, this is what I like about relationships, right? Because we all are going to have issues with each other, but we need to be able to communicate those issues. And now that he did, you need to work on that. Just because he gave you some criticism doesn't mean you should be offended and get defensive about it. What you should do is say, okay, what can I do so that he feels more comfortable? Because clearly it's an issue if he brought it to me, right?
Right.
So, give me some examples of what he means when he says you're mean to him.
Okay, so he does certain things, and I'll get an attitude about it. But then instead of me saying something, I'll just keep an attitude all day.
All right.
That's how I was shown to express my feelings, just keep an attitude. I know that's bad, but how do I change that, though?
Well, first of all, acknowledging what you do is the first step to knowing that you need to change something, right? And you change for you, for the better. You're changing for, because you know that's not a good thing to do in general in life.
Right.
So it's baby steps, and let him know he's got to work with you. And listen, I trust and believe that I've been there myself. Like, there's times that I get mad, I have an attitude, and that doesn't solve any problems. All that does is make me have an attitude, and then later on I blow up for a really small reason when I could have just said something from the very beginning, and it would never even get that far. So you got to swallow your pride. Sometimes we say, oh, nothing's wrong, but they know. Is and we expect them to read our minds. Instead of letting a man try to read your mind, let your man try to read your mind, you got to tell him what it is so that it doesn't escalate. Because I think one of the main things we want to do in a relationship is make sure things don't escalate. You want to try to address things head on so you can deal with it and move on. Because one of the most important things to do is to know how to disagree constructively and productively so that you can move on and move forward past that. So when something bothers you, don't accuse him. Just talk to him about why it bothers you. Like, listen, it really bothered me that you did this. That way he can correct his behavior, and that way you're not attacking him, and that way it doesn't get even worse and spiral out of control.
Okay. Jordan, I'm going to try what Angela just said.
Yeah, so just, and listen, it don't got to be an argument. It's a discussion. And then let him know.
It don't have to be an argument. It's a discussion.
And then when you bring that to him like that.
Is he in front of you now?
Yeah, he right here. I'm riding to work. No, you cannot. Oh. No.
Let him say something. Don't be mean.
Don't be mean. See, you being mean.
Don't try to hide me now.
Hey. What's going on over there?
Boyfriend on the phone. Yeah, boyfriend on the phone. Now, let's really make this hey real.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
If we got a situation or whatever, and I understand females are emotional. They have some things that fellas won't feel the same about or might feel less serious as a female taking it. Some things I feel like we could talk about, and it don't have to be as far as it goes. Like, it doesn't have to be an entire argument. We don't got to get to all of the, oh,
right.
I don't know if I want to be with you, all of this, that, and the
yeah,
third.
So dramatic, right? It's too much energy.
Right. We could talk about situations that don't have to push us all the way to that edge.
Because you like, we're going to be together anyway, so do we got to argue, break up, and get back together?
Your smart ass ain't going nowhere, so let's just go ahead and kick it. Like, you already see, I ain't going nowhere. I'm putting my effort towards things. So if it's a problem, let's go ahead and wrap it out. If we can't handle it, wrapping it out, that's when we figure out where the next steps goes.
Listen, next time y'all get into it over something, you should always start it with, I love you, first and foremost. So let's address this so that we can make sure that we continue to love each other the way we're supposed to.
This is a mean girl, Angela.
Well, all right. She's going to work on it. And she's going to work on it. And she's got to make that effort to work on it. At least she can acknowledge the fact that she is mean.
All right. Good luck, guys.
They didn't legalize cannabis on my end yet.
I love the fact that y'all love each other so much, though. But, you know, you guys are going to have disagreements, so y'all got to figure out how to get past those and make sure it doesn't turn into something bigger than it has to be, because that's awful and that's draining. Now give each other a hug and tell each other you love each other.
In the car, don't crash. Thank you, guys. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need advice, call Yee right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. What line you want to go to, Yee?
Let's do line 3.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Juan. I'm from New York.
What's up, Juan? What's your question for Yee?
My question for Yee is, who's right and or wrong in this argument with my girlfriend?
Okay.
So yesterday, I texted her. We were talking, whatever, had a normal conversation. I'm applying for this, like, really professional job in this small town up in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her, I said, listen, if I get the job, like, I can't really be going out to the bars like that because it's a very small town. A lot of people know each other, yada, yada, this and that. So she was like, oh, okay, like, why can't you go out? I was like, oh, you know, because I can't wild out like that. She was like, I never see you wild out. And I was like, yeah, you don't go out with me that often. So she got annoyed. Like, she was like, oh, why not? Oh, why don't I go out with you? And I was like, because you don't want to. She was like, oh, because I'm tired or whatever, this and that. So I was like, okay, like, it bothers me. You don't want to go out. I like to dance, you know, that I like to sing and all that kind of stuff. And I want to do it at the club with you when I do want to go out, like, once a month.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, so get you a girl that goes out with you every single week then. And I was like, yo, I never said that. So pretty much we went, like, we got into it. And then she basically, I was like, oh, like, she was like, why do you want to go out so bad? And I said, well, sometimes it's cold, so we can't really do much. So, you know, the clubs is where it's at. So she was like, oh, you don't want to stay home with me? I said, no, sometimes I want to go out and have fun. So she was like, oh, okay, then fine. Then don't stay at my house with me. So I was like, yo.
This sounds like a silly-ass argument.
Word. Son, trust me. I know.
Son.
So
he's definitely from New York. You just call me son. Okay, go ahead.
So then pretty much we were just talking, and then she was like, I'm getting annoyed. I don't want to talk to you anymore. But we had a fight like 2 weeks ago where I told her if I get mad at her, I don't want to talk to her. And she was like, oh, you can't do that because that's not nice. Like, you don't want to talk to me. So I was like, all right. So then yesterday she hits me with the I don't want to talk to you because I'm mad at you. So I was like, yo, like, females, man. Like, Charlamagne, I get what you mean, bro.
What is what?
Females are just confusing. Like,
oh, and men are confusing? Sexual. People are confusing, man, Juan.
I'm a very straightforward person. If I say jump, I want you to do jumping jacks. Like, come on.
What?
Okay, so let's dissect this because it feels like the argument wasn't necessarily just about going out. It seems like it's something else.
Oh, okay. Please, pray tell.
I'm just saying it seems like y'all are just maybe irritated at each other because that doesn't seem like a real reason to get into an argument. It seemed like she got irritated that you said you'd be wilding out when you go out. Which she's like, I've never seen you wild out, and she doesn't know what does wilding out mean.
Oh, like, you know, like, you create, like, dance circles, and, you know, you bop. Like, you know, you off the henny, you know, you having fun. Like, you're not doing anything crazy. Like, you're not, like, you know, grabbing every girl like Tristan Thompson.
Oh,
Tristan for Donkey
Day. This is what it
day,
is now,
but,
huh?
You
know, it's been one day since this came out. But so she's a homebody, though. She don't really like to go out.
No, she doesn't. I respect that, but I work 6 days a week. I work 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. sometimes. Like, I'm tired. So the days that I do want to go, I'm only 22 years old. So the days that I do want to go out, I'm like, yo, you know what? I want to spend it with my girl. But she don't want to go out.
But she don't want to go to the club.
Right. But I mean, honestly, I'm going to tell you right now, the one thing Charlamagne was right about is that New Hampshire don't really got much to do. And, you know, you don't really got much to do. And
okay. There's places you can go that's not a club, right? Because it seems like she don't really like going to the club, and I could understand that. There's got to be some type of compromise.
I mean, yeah, we could definitely. I mean, pretty much in New Hampshire, are mom-and-pop stores, so everything closes at, like, 8, 9 p.m., except for restaurants, bars, and clubs.
Right. But there's, like, maybe a little lounge y'all could go to, have some drinks and stuff like that, and it don't have to be, like, club night.
Yeah, but I like to dance. Like, I like, you know, I just like to express myself that way. Like, it's, you know, it's fun, like, to be dancing and get everybody going. Everybody gets hype and everyone. It's just, you know, it's just good vibes. Everybody's
well, here's a nice compromise. Here's a nice compromise. You guys can go out to eat dinner, go to a lounge or whatever, meet up with your friends. And then if she feels like going afterward, after y'all are already out and about, because that's the best way to get somebody to go out, have them out the house already. Then she could plan a date night. Don't make it a club night. And then afterwards, maybe you can convince her to go to the club. But, you know, let her know that's the plan afterwards. So at least you take her out to do something that she wants to do, and then she'll probably want to come anyway.
I'm not going to hold you that idea. I might just try that.
Yeah, because sometimes I know myself personally, I don't really like going out to clubs like that, but once I'm out of the house and I'm having fun and it's a good time and we're vibing, you could convince me to go.
You're right.
And then she'll like that effort that you made to at least do something with her. Which isn't just going, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go out together and then you meet up with your friends. As long as you guys are having a good time before that, she'll probably want to come anyway.
I never thought about that. I actually appreciate that.
All right, Juan, take your little 22-year-old dancing ass to the club.
All right, bye, guys. Have a good day, y'all.
Have a good one, man.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.